proclamation number 8724 dated the January 13, 1964. Scrutinizing the origin of a revelation. Time and again I will ensure that the truth is granted to you as long as you merely desire it. You can receive a wealth of knowledge, as I have promised, yet you must give occasion to it yourselves by requesting it from the one who alone can distribute the truth, for you cannot gain realization against your will. And only truth enables you to attain the state of realization, the possession of true knowledge. If error is offered to you, then you must recognize it first before you reject it, and this also involves your sincere desire for truth. However, it is very difficult to recognize the error in a world of darkness, in my adversary's sphere who takes action against all light. And yet, it is possible for someone who strives towards me consciously, who recognizes the purpose of existence in his life on earth and desires an explanation about everything, for he will take the path to me, whom he recognizes as the origin of himself, as creator of everything visible to him. Thus he establishes the connection with me through questioning thoughts and thereby is on the right path to truth, which only comes forth from me, the eternal truth itself. Dense darkness has been spread across earth by my adversary's activity. People's thoughts are totally confused and neither can they find their way through the darkness if they don't receive truthful explanations for everything. Wrong thinking, however, error, results in the fact that people don't grasp the meaning of their life and thus do not comply with their task on earth so that, at the end of their earthly existence, they will have made no psychological progress whatsoever. It is my adversary's intention that they shall not find and take the path to me and to eternal life. You humans have no idea how much harm you do to your soul if it lifts an error, if it does not recognize me correctly, if it holds a completely wrong concept about my nature and therefore cannot love me, which, however, is necessary in order to join me again. And so I will convey the pure truth to you over and over again and only require your free will to take possession of the truth. This forms the basis for my revelations which are repeatedly conveyed to earth because you human are in urgent need of them. The Book of the Fathers has lost its significance to you. It certainly also contains truth but must be read with an enlightened spirit in order to be recognized as truth. And since the end is imminent, I provide you with clarification in the most comprehensive and simple way. I no longer speak to you in metaphors but reveal everything which, until now, seemed incomprehensible and veiled to you. For I know that there is not much time left and you should make good use of this short time. You should draw the strength from the pure and unadulterated truth coming directly from me to work at improving yourselves and attain such firm faith that you will persevere until the end, that you will prevail in the final battle of faith. But only the truth will facilitate this, which shows you your relationship with me so that you will hand yourselves over to me with absolute trust, so that you, like children, will take refuge in your Father and he will draw you to himself with loving mercy. Hence, I transmit my word to earth, which guarantees you purest truth because without truth you cannot become blissfully happy. Nevertheless, you humans will always dispute amongst each other as to who has the truth, and everyone will want to claim this right for himself, despite the fact that everyone endorses different spiritual knowledge. For this reason, the origin of the spiritual knowledge will have to be established. Intellectually acquired knowledge has not originated from me, for I only express myself through the spirit which rests in every person's heart, which needs to be ignited and thus makes contact with the Eternal Father Spirit. will then guide the human being into truth, as I have proclaimed. And only knowledge which can show this origin will correspond to the pure truth. It will lead you humans towards beatitude if you desire and accept it of your own free will and thereby make direct contact with me with a request to teach you everything you need to know. Nevertheless, you can rest assured that I will never fail to enlighten you humans and to impart pure truth upon you, because I know the danger you are in when you walk through the dense darkness, since every misguided teaching is darkness for your soul. Then you are still controlled by the Prince of Darkness, who will do whatever it takes in order to withhold the truth from you because he knows that he will lose you as soon as you learn to recognize and love me as a result of the truth. For then you will strive towards me consciously and I will embrace you and never ever let you go again. Amen.